Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I am your semi-host today on Wednesday. Why is Wednesday? It is June the 28th, 2017. Brother Davis is in queue and is going to have a Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to hearing Brother Davis at any time. If you'd like to get in on a conversation with Brother Davis, if it's difficult to hear me, please excuse me. I'm traveling. The number to call in is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And if you, once you call in, just let Brother Davis just say excuse me, because Brother Davis can't see the board. Let him know that you have a question or a comment. Definitely always want to do that. It's more insightful. It's more beneficial to everyone when we call in and have our questions and comments, especially on Wise Wednesdays, because it's so, so important that we establish some of the things that we're going to need spiritually and, you know, really what's in our best interest as individuals to develop, and our overall development is so, so important. And that's what Wise Wednesday, in my opinion, is really all about. It is the significance of you. So give Brother Davis a call, 704-802-5056. Also, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by making donations to the network, because this is a truly grassroots network that your donations is what enables Black Talk Radio Network to stay on air. And we need to expand that, because there's so much that more that we need to do, but there's also a cost that is accumulated every month that it's not, we don't have the income coming in to sustain. It's not sustainable. So if you could just give some of your financial energy by way of a donation, all donations are greatly appreciated. Go to the website for this network, and that's Black Talk Radio Network. Hit the donation prompt and make a donation. Also, you can support this network financially as well by becoming a member in BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected or not having to worry about your identity being sold to any bidder, because this network, as I said before, is truly, sincerely a grassroots organization that was created for you, the individual. So please go to BTR Community, www.btrcommunity, for only $24 a year. An annual subscription of $24 a year. You get 30 days free as a trial membership before you would have to make your $24 membership payment. And that also supports this network. Okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint and check out what's in inventory. Then email info@ProsperityMint, tell them you're a Tando Radio Show a listener, and someone will get back to you. So definitely want you to do that. So we're going to jump into what's in the news really quickly.
Hey,
and
Dave.
Excuse me if I sound distant. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, Ross is willing to help out with what's in the news, because you mentioned that, you know, you traveling and your internet connection ain't that good. But Ross is ready to help out. If you want me to bring him on,
man,
in.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Scotty. I appreciate you, Roz, and Brother Davis. I appreciate you so much. And this is, you know, this is our network family, and we're going to continue to grow and do what we need to do. And so I'm going to turn it over to Roz, and he's going to read what's in the news. And Big Roz, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate you.
Anytime, good brother. Peace and love to you, Scotty. To you as well, Brother Davis. Travel safe. And also to Brother Davis as well. I know he'll be coming in shortly. Let me just go through the news really quickly, and that way we can bring him in to, take the program wherever he's going to take it today. So I know it's going to be a good one. First, we have an article from Sputnik News that Dave posted. It's titled, EU's Anti-Russian Sanctions Shouldn't Be Extended Automatically, Says Italy's Prime Minister. Rome is prepared to promote a new chapter in NATO cooperation with Russia. Italian Undersecretary of State for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Guillermo Picci, said earlier, at a summit on June 28th and 29th, Brussels will discuss sectoral sanctions against Russia. We believe that their extension should not be automatic. So I'm assuming, let me go in here, because the little blurb isn't giving me enough. It's kind of like just too vague and abstract, so I just want to get a little more insight. And I'm assuming that the EU is following the pattern of what the U.S. is doing in regards to sanctioning different groups that have stopped using the dollar or are working with Iran or working with Syria. So I'm assuming that's what it is. But let me just see here. Okay, there we go. Okay. Now, okay, just loaded. Here we go. Okay, so in one area, it says the new Italian government, a coalition involving anti-establishment five-star movement, or M5S, and the Eurosceptic Lega Party, have repeatedly called for the lifting of anti-Russia sanctions and Moscow's reinstatement as a strategic mediator of the Syrian, Libyan, and Yemeni crises. Earlier in June, Italian Defense Minister Elisabetta Trenta noted that Italy could become, quote, a bridge, unquote, in relations between East and West, emphasizing that NATO policy should be more flexible and focused on different regions, in particular the Mediterranean. So it looks like what they're trying to do is ease the sanctions on Russia. They also would like for Russia to facilitate mediation between the West and Syria, Libya, and the crises, in Syria, Libya, and in Yemen. So this will be interesting. I wonder what role Russia will play in Libya itself, because I don't know them to have had any strategic connections to Libya, but it is possible just because of their position and their understanding of Middle Eastern and issues amongst Muslim people, as far as just them dealing with Syria for as long as they have, they might actually be able to facilitate some mediation there. And of course, we know that Yemen is just going through it with Saudi Arabia, and they're just following through with the European order of the day as far as just pure terrorism against those folks. Scotty, I don't know if you had something you wanted to chime in on in regards to that, but I just wanted to kind of look a little further into the article before I moved on to the next one, because it was kind of vague. If not, then I'll pick up at the next one. The next one is from Press TV that Dave posted. It says either F-35 or S-400, U.S. warns Turkey. The United States has once again warned Turkey against the purchase of S-400 air defense missile systems from Russia, threatening to impose sanctions on Ankara and also stop delivery of F-35 fighter jets. So obviously, the U.S. is drawing a line in the sand. I know Turkey also decided to drop the dollar as well. So they're also trying to stop any major connections between Turkey and Russia, which, of course, they're dealing with this missile defense system. But that would also put the U.S., I'm sure, at a further disadvantage dealing with the Syria crisis, since they've been supporting ISIS and backing, of course, the Israeli bomb drops all over Syria right now. So this is going to be an interesting development, but the war is slowly ratcheting up. So this is just another example of the different behind-the-scenes politics, and we know that politics is warfare without actual shooting. So this is what we're seeing play itself out on the global theater or chessboard at this point. The next article is from CNBC, and criminals, nothing but criminals, as Dave says. It's entitled Trump Plans to Bar China from Investing in U.S. Tech Firms and Block More Tech Exports. President Donald Trump plans to bar Chinese companies from investing in U.S. tech and to block additional technology exports to China, the Wall Street Journal reported on Sunday evening, citing people familiar with the matter. Now, this is interesting because China owns all the rare earth minerals deposits as far as the different sites in the continental United States. So even if the U.S. is making technology, it has to get permission from China to actually use any rare earth minerals in its own soil to make said technology. So I find it interesting that they want to bar China from investing in U.S. tech firms, which I think they would look at as a matter of national security due to the trade war that's going on with them at this point. But like I said, I just find it interesting because China owns these rare earth minerals here, and the technology that they're developing, if they can't steal those resources from the from Africa or from the Far East, then the only thing to do is to get permission from China, is what I'm thinking, just thinking in a matter of common sense regarding that matter. So we'll see how this develops. It's interesting, but it's another step within the trade war that's going to eventually get more physical as far as the shooting war is concerned. The next article Dave posted is from Reuters, and Dave actually wrote, setting everything up for an attack that will be in the best interest of war. So this one from Reuters is entitled, Iran Rial Plunges to New Lows as U.S. Sanctions Loom. Iranian Rial plunged to a record low against the U.S. dollar on the unofficial market on Saturday, continuing its slide amid fears of returning U.S. sanctions after President Donald Trump in May withdrew from a deal on Tehran's nuclear program. So it looks like Iran's moves to try and circumvent U.S. sanctions may not be working as well as they anticipated due to the fact that the rial has plunged, but I'm sure there's other little machinations that the U.S. is facilitating behind closed doors in regards to that. So we'll see how this develops, or if Iran finds another way around it, whether they move into the cryptocurrency space or something of that nature. So we'll see how that moves, because it looks like a lot of countries, including Venezuela, has also moved into the cryptocurrency space to circumvent the sanctions that the U.S. has placed against them. So we'll see how this situation develops as well. The next one is from oilprice.com, and this is they posted this as well. Oil jumps as Trump asks allies to cut off Iranian oil. The Trump administration is going to extreme lengths to disrupt as much oil from Iran as possible, and the implications for the oil market could be severe. When the Obama administration sought to isolate Iran, it built an international coalition, put in place tight sanctions, and tried to curtail Iran's oil exports. So this is a part or connected to the previous article that I read in reference to the drop in the Iranian rial. Obviously, this has to do with the isolation that Trump is now seeking to reinstate and go to extreme lengths to reinstate in regards to putting further pressure on Iran at this point. So we're going to see how this develops. But like I said, this seems like this is another one of those behind-the-scenes things happening that is slowly coming up in regards to what Trump is doing to further just put Iran in a really, really bad situation. So we're going to see what happens, because I know that they're in or have connections with China and Russia in regards to protection and things of this nature. So let's see what they do in regards to either circumventing this or just pretty much doing whatever they need to do as a country to make sure that they are not placed in a situation of total annihilation as far as their political process. And I did see an article yesterday saying that one of Trump's advisors did ask or request regime change in Iran. So that's something else to keep an eye out for as well. So they've also posted this article. It's from Google, but the URL didn't come up. It looks like it came from Brother Jambone. Peace to you, Jambone. Thanks for everything that you do send. So, oh, here it is. CBS News, wow, says national debt at the highest levels since after World War II. Despite President Trump's declaration that he would eliminate the national debt over 8 years, the debt-to-gross domestic product ratio has reached its highest level since after World War II, according to a new report from the Congressional Budget Office, or CBO. And if current law and spending levels remain unchanged, the national debt will be nearly the size of the economy by 2028. Quote, at 78% of the gross domestic product, federal debt held by the public is now at its highest level since shortly after World War II, unquote, the CBO found. Quote, if current laws generally remain unchanged, the Congressional Budget Office projects growing budget deficits would boost that debt sharply over the next 30 years. It would approach 100% of GDP by the end of the next decade and 152% by 2048. That amount would be the highest in the nation's history by far. So this, again, is just really speaking about what Dave's been talking about for many, many years in regards to the economic collapse, and it's getting to that precipice, and this is what this particular article is warning. Like Dave always says, they tell you before they do it. So you want to really, really start thinking about getting into assets and acquiring assets like gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, or other assets that you would be able to barter for things that you need, because when this hits the fan, it's going to be major just based on that article. So I suggest everyone check it out and look into it as soon as they can, just to get more a deeper understanding in regards to what's happening. The next one is also from Google as well, and this was also from Brother Jam. And this one says, it's with CBS News as well, experts say U.S. among the 10 most dangerous nations for women. The United States has been ranked for the first time among the 10 nations deemed to be the most dangerous for women by experts in the field. A survey by Thomson Reuters Foundation of about 550 experts in women's issues around the globe labeled the U.S. the 10th most dangerous nation in terms of the risk of sexual violence, harassment, and being coerced into sex. The foundation said the U.S. placement on the dubious list was down largely due to the hashtag MeToo and Time's Up campaigns, increasing awareness of sexual violence and intimidation of women in the U.S. in the wake of criminal allegations against the movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. And I'll stop there, but this is really just tying into the fact that the U.S. is literally the bastion of slavery, like it is the bastion of white supremacy, and there is a lot going on with the human trafficking for sex. And this is just really telling in regards to how epidemic that situation is, particularly in this country. Not that it wasn't at an epidemic rate before they made the list. It's just that I think more has been exposed to the point where they have to put them on this list. So we have a lot to look out for. Look out for your children, because this is like serious, serious business. So, yeah, this is a great article, Jam. I appreciate that. Appreciate you for that as well. This next one is from Barrons.com, and thanks to TK over in the UK, he submitted this one. And it says the IMF sees risk in U.S. fiscal policy. The International Monetary Fund, and this is from Barrons.com, the International Monetary Fund is warning that the U.S. current U.S. fiscal policy poses risk to the global economy. The International Organization said in a statement Thursday on its annual checkup of the U.S. economy that a combination of tax cuts and increased public spending will boost debt, potentially spark inflation and lift the dollar, Bloomberg reports. The fiscal stimulus backed by the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled Congress will give a short-term boost to the U.S. economy. It also warned that adding fiscal stimulus when the economy is growing, quote, will elevate the risk to the U.S. and global economy, unquote. The stimulus raises the risk of a, quote, unquote, inflation surprise for markets, and a quick increase of inflation could force the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates faster than expected, the IMF said. So this is all just tying into the fact that we're in a completely unpalatable situation, financially speaking, and they're just putting Band-Aids on multiple gunshot wounds, and this is going to get bad relatively in short order, I would assume, though there is no exact timeline on it. So Thanks again to you, TK. He also submitted this one as well, TK, from the UK. This is from cloudtweaks.com. How prepared are you to overcome the misuse of AI? Have you ever considered the AI system integrated into your organization's computing infrastructure could possess a threat? What if it is indeed true? Will it wreck your entire organization and cause massive breaches of sensitive information? We can only speculate about such things that could happen if such an event turned out to be true. So this is basically speaking about the misuse of artificial intelligence in a work situation, which we've discussed this on this program as well as on our program, Real Life, the radio show. And I think it's something for us to be very, very aware of and educate ourselves as much as possible, because these machines, and that's why I think you have shows like Humans Out and Westworld, they're all about these different forms of robotic artificial intelligence becoming sentient and understanding that they're, some in their minds, a living thing. And in those shows, they turn against human beings. So it's very interesting, because you can go back to War Games, and there's many other the whole Terminator. I think this is something that we should think of. And again, thank you so much, Brother TK, for that. Greatly appreciate you. The next one is one that I posted from thenextweb.com. Feds bust 35 dark web drug and weapons dealers in first ever nationwide sting operation. In the first of its kind sting operation in the U.S., law enforcement agents from a clutch of state departments, including the Department of Justice, Homeland Security Investigations, or HSI, the U.S. Secret Service, the Postal Inspection Service, and the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, arrested 35 dark web country by posing as vendors themselves. So this is all bring to the surface. Of course, you can sell illicit drugs, even prescription. People sell sex there. A lot of affluent people will pay to see people tortured and sexually abused and misused on there, including children. So everything that you're not seeing or hearing about in the news is what's happening on the dark web. And recently I was listening to another program by Sean Anthony, and he discussed the fact that what the public uses as far as the internet is concerned is only 10% of the internet. The other 90% of the internet is what is known as the dark web. So if what we're seeing is only 10% of the internet itself, the way that the military originally designed it before it was released to the public, and the other 90% is the dark web, then that means that 90% is probably the most criminal and dangerous stuff that has ever happened in human history that the public is not aware of. So this is something to really, really keep a close eye on for more of these busts in regards to the dark web itself. The next one is from the New York Post that I posted, and it says Trump backs off plan to impose investment limits on China. President Trump is shifting away from a proposal to impose limits on Chinese investment in American technology companies and high-tech exports to China. Instead, the president is calling on Congress to enhance an existing review process. So it looks like the original article that they've posted regarding the situation is being mitigated, and now they're trying to make a more, from what they're saying, an enhanced or enhance an existing review process before allowing China to invest in American technology. So I guess they're trying to vet the reasoning and whether or not it's a threat to national security would be my guess. The last one here is from sciencemag.org that I posted, and it basically is entitled The Maya Civilization Used Chocolate as Money. Your Hershey bar may have been worth its weight in gold in Mayan times. A new study reveals that chocolate became its own form of money at the height of Mayan opulence, and that the loss of this delicacy may have played a role in the downfall of the famed civilization. So Dave has talked about different forms of money. Then this one was actually worth its weight in gold during the time, the height of the Maya civilization. I thought it was just quite fascinating, and just give people pause for thought in regards to things they could use as assets during the coming economic collapse. With that, we are done with what's in the news, and I would like to cede the floor to Brother Davis. Peace and love to all the callers and listeners.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend. I thank you, my brother. My brothers and sisters, it is good to be back. I tell you, I've been on a slight hiatus of information, of personal development and rejuvenation. And I'm going to tell you something. There's some good things going on inside. There's a whole lot of things going on the outside, which you just heard about. But we fail to realize and no control over that. Those of you who understand, is that we're winning the battle and we don't really realize we're winning the battle because the information that we are able to tap into to strengthen us, we're not paying a lot of attention to because the propaganda that's going on around us. That's fine. That is fine because, like I've always said, not everybody's going to survive this. You know what the best part about that? That isn't what you were told it was in the first place. So literally every civilization, regardless of the technological developments or the barbaric and bestial nature of human beings, they all come to an end. And we're in a very fortunate time because literally we can be a part of something that our parents and our grandparents dreamed about. We are watching the final hurrah of a system that is self-destructing. And the reason why it's self-destructing is because in reality, it knows the end is near. The only people who don't know is the people who aren't listening to Black Talk Radio, because I've talked about it already. So I really want you to understand, regardless of what is going on around you, when you examine what you can do about it, then that leads you right back to what you can do about you. And I'm going to tell you, things are great there. And the reason being is because it's so simplistic. All you have to do is go back in reverse. A lot of times when people say go back in reverse, they kind of get lost and they think, well, back in the reverse, weird. Back in the reverse to study yourself in the system that you've already exposed yourself to. A lot of people, I said before, they do not have any self-persona because they've given it away. And when you're giving away your self-persona, you take on whatever it is, the identity that you think is going to fit in. Well, let me give you some real truth. One, a person who's a close friend of mine, who I've been studying Qigong with, said to me, "My brother, you only die once." And it was so profound because then he said, "In your mind, you may die a million times, but you cannot control your mind. To think of all the thoughts you have during the course of the day that never manifest themselves could be anything but having emotional reaction on a system that you have let either get out of control or you are begin to take control of." I'm going to tell you something. One thing about talking to people that have a seasoned wisdom beyond yours, when you listen to what they say, they're telling you the whole time, yeah, you're going through this because of one thing or another, but the main thing is to see how you deal in this system. You got corruption all over, all around you. When you go outside every day, you see people that you have no idea who they are because you have decided that because they live in that community, and because of your opinion of that community, because how it was exposed to your mind, you do not want anything to do. Not realizing that if that community is going to survive and you live there, guess what? It's part of the responsibility you got to take on yourself. One of the things that we have to always understand is that we are our greatest asset, or we are our greatest enemy. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, "What do you mean we are our greatest enemy?" Well, just like you make decisions, other people make decisions. Look at the opioid crisis. You think those people love themselves? You think that because they got
sick one time and they were in pain. They couldn't let that pain overpower them, so they went out and got caught up in a drug that they knew over a period of time was taking control of them. They were giving their truth to that drug. And some people say, oh, well, they didn't know it. They're the victim. Listen, this temple is given to you freely. No questions asked. No manual given. All it said was here. We need this temple in order for you to house your next level of growth. And the reason being is because they wanted you. They wanted, there had to be a human experience for you to understand the levels of emotional stress and turmoil that you will go through if you do not take control. And I'm telling you from experience, if you don't take control, you will die many times. The mind will do that to you. You just all the stuff that's going on around you. You want to do something about it, but what are you doing? I hear people say all the time, oh, that's so sad. Well, where are you voicing yourself? Where are you accumulating those like-minded people like you to at least be able to speak about it in a form that other people can be exposed to? That's the biggest problem right now. We fail to realize that we need each other beyond the circumstances that are before us. We need each other. But yet, we allow the system to separate us in so many ways that it defeats our ability to achieve what we need to achieve. And that's just in one-on-one communication. You heard us talk about the cell phones and how that is literally a cell. Because you, one time you'd be out in public, you could talk. You, a lot of people, you don't even want to interrupt your time, because they're so intimate with that cell phone. But guess what? That technology too will go to the wayside eventually. I heard them talking on the news in my travels that they're bringing more robots in to do simple jobs. Well, to me, what I heard was, we're going to eliminate the labor force by bringing in a ton of robots to do the simple thing. You think about it, that's a lot of people. And if those people don't have the ability to evaluate where they are, then they sure can evaluate whom they are. Why can't they? Because they're busy focusing outside of them instead of inside of them. If they focus inside of them, they would realize, you know what, if we, then people get together and they all put together again. They get $10 up the seed to feed a whole lot in the course of the year. They're not thinking like that. They're thinking, oh, what am I going to do? They're thinking in terms of the negativity that's been placed before them every day in every venue. Then you hear something about the dark web and how it's more overpowering than the internet as we know it. But we should have expected it to. Do you realize evil has a bastion? That's places where evil people go and they do evil things. And the sad part about it is that a lot of the victims of that evil that they do may be sincere good people, but they've been at the wrong place at the wrong time. Got children and sisters and brothers missing every day because we've allowed the system to be able to control us to the degree that we feel we have no control. But we do. And the sad part about it is that if you have to be reminded, then that lets you know that you should realize you're not doing anything. If you have to be reminded, you're not doing anything. I'm gonna tell you this last week, I happened to really get into a detox, a herbal detox, truly and clearly and absolutely positively for me. My wife, she observed from her perspective because she wanted to see the results. And I've taken pictures with before, and I'll probably take pictures in about another 4 or 5 months so you can see the after. But what I decided to do was I decided to clean up me. Why? Because regardless of what happens around me, I still have to house this spirit that is alive and well in me. And here's the unique thing about the statement that this older gentleman made to me, that if I fail myself, I die 1,000 times. See, that's what our mind does. Our mind takes on these identities of what's going on in the world and how this is so close to home. And all of these things are going on in spite of what we are doing. And we may be doing some real serious good. I'm not saying what you're doing is wrong. But you can't look at the world from the perspective of those people who think that they have value in it. Because guess what? Their value, as you just heard, American dollar, you don't want it no more. And here's the funny part. The IMF was originally an organization that was brought about by Americanism, and now literally seeking to do whatever they can. They're not telling you that. They still want you to think they're in a position of authority, but they're seeking to do whatever they can. And the sad part about it is the political structure is falling just as fast. So what we need to do is break the chain of fear. That's right. Because that's really what keeps us in a position of stagnation. Because we fear that, oh, wow, this happens, that's going to happen. That happens, this is going to happen. You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen, then you prepare for it as best you can. You do what you can. If you allow fear to freeze you, you will die 1,000 times. And the sad part about it is that in your mind, you see death as either a solution or you see it as something that is not pertaining to you. And why do I say it's not pertaining to you? Because we're not here to serve the purpose of what is around us. We're here to take care of what gives us life. That's it. These things going on around us are done basically because of how they place value on money, how they place value on ego, how they place value on greed, how they place value on destruction. And the sad part about it is none of those are fruits that bring back abundance. Yes, you've been targeted. The reason why you've been targeted is because guess what? Your body houses something that they always try, have always been trying to be, true spirit. They know that if you literally tap into your true spirit, the transformation is far beyond they could ever begin to understand. And only because they know they can't achieve that. See, when a person does so much negativity, they begin to believe that there's no escape. So when they believe there is no escape, they become self-condemning. When they become self-condemning, they eliminate your ability to make changes, to make that U-turn. Who do you think we're going to see on the dark web? You're not going to go on the dark web and see somebody who's back there because they like the community. No. Everybody back there is back there for a specific purpose. Man and woman. I'm going to say a child. Now, the reason why I'm going to say a child is because children, in most cases, do not have the ability to make decisions that are best suited for them. When a child is in a circumstance like that by choice, it becomes a means of their survival. That is the animal nature in us. See, animals don't have the ability to reason and rationale. They have instinct. And when you don't teach a child reason and rationale, when they don't have an example, is giving them a positive reflection on what humanity should be like, then they take on the characteristics of their animal side. It's only nature. But we're sitting back saying, is that right? Is a dark web that bad? Guess what? You ain't back there. You ain't not going to. Yeah, there's a whole lot of things going on back there that literally we never know about. They are stealing, killing, and destroying every day. If you ain't back there, we ain't never going to know about it. Stay in the light. That light is what shines inside of you. It's not outside of you. You see, what comes outside of you is the reflection of what's going on inside of you. If you are living at a stage where you find rationale and reasoning a part of your daily life, you can lift that up. Because guess what? You can become more of a controller of your life. I hear people say all the time, well, what you want to do today? Oh, I don't know, I'm just hanging out. Man, they're not controlling their lives. They're not taking the bull by the horns and saying, you know what, even if I ain't working, I'm going to go out and I'm going to exercise and I'm going to plant some food so I can eat the right thing. We have to take control of our lives, because guess what? What's coming? It's coming. It is coming. And for those of you who don't know, they're going to shut down the medical care the way you know it. They're going to shut off welfare the way you know it. They're going to cut that money off the way you know it. The Social Security, all this stuff is going to be affected in the manner of which you've never seen before. That's why I'm telling you, a lot of us are not going to get through this. And if you are on a certain degree of certain medication, oh, please, what are you going to get it from? That's why it's so important for us to take control of our lives, to restore our personal truths, so that we can at least be able to work our way as close to a person of truth and control of that one as we can get. That's what this detoxing with me was about. I'm trying to clean myself. I want to get closer and to be able to not only just control my body and my mind, but to be able to control the cosmic forces that work on my behalf because of the cleansing process that I have gone through. For those of you who don't know it, if you dabble in negativity, negativity comes to you. Well, it absolutely does, because you're drawing it. But if you're dabbling in positivity, positivity comes to you because you're drawing it. Man said to me the other day, man, I play the lottery every week. I hit the little ones, but I can't hit the big ones. I told him, there ain't no big one. So we had people hit the lottery. I said, no, there ain't no big ones. The reason why there ain't no big ones is because they don't have to tell you nothing. And he looked and he said, what do you mean? I said, they don't have to tell you. They take your money. You sit back and watch a ball, and they're telling you, you got to play to win. Do you realize that most of the people that play the lottery are poor? And most of the people that hit the lottery that were poor will get that winnings, and then before you know it, 2 or 3 years, even if they got hundreds of millions of dollars, they're poor again. You cannot change your circumstance with those things on the outside. You change your circumstance from the inside. And until you make that the priority, regardless of what you're going through now, if you don't do nothing different, you're going to go through it tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. And then when Saturday comes around, another Saturday, and then the month, then the following month, because you're not doing anything different. What is the terms, what did they say? How do you determine insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a different result. You got to start doing some different things. And listen, if the things that you're doing are enhancing you or someone because of your ability to open the door for them, so be it. I'm not being critical of it. What I'm saying is, we have to do it because the next stage of our life will require it. All of this stuff that you see right now, all this here, buying weapons and all, you know why they're doing that? Because of fear. That's right.
they are scared that they can't exalt their ego, get enough money, show how greedy they are. They can't literally debase people. And that's what that whole thing is about these abusive children and other people. We as African Americans know firsthand from our history here in America. We have nothing to do with that. We were victims. And that's a fear that they have. They have that fear. Because they presented that circumstance. And that is why the reality of being able to come full cycle is a greater fear to them. Because they think, and they understand me very clearly, they think that we are them. Get that ring in your mind. They think that we are them. And many of us want to be. Many of us want to be. We want revenge. We want retaliation. Listen, what are you going to get out of it? What is the reward? They're already, I told you before, the European life, the European people are dying at a faster rate than they're being born. Let that sink in, because that is their greatest fear. It used to be genetic annihilation. Now it's just annihilation. But see, here's what's unique about it. When they look at their numbers around the world, there's no equal. People of color outnumber Europeans. I was going to just say, I'd say somewhere in the area of 70, maybe 75,000 of them. I know y'all probably saying 75,000. Absolutely. There's a whole lot of people of color in this world. They have done a lot of damage in this world. To this day, there are institutes that are studying how to maintain mass programming on people in order for you to not see them as they are, but as the images they want you to see them through. That's why you see things, basic things, that are going on, even in your workplace. Somebody come in, been there 5 years, they might be European, they've been there 2 months, all of a sudden they're surprised. That is a psychological program that's running. They want you be always on a down position. Not because you belong there, but because they want your mind to be there. They want your mind to be angry. They want your mind to stay in that position of I want. Because you know what? Once you start to evolve, you ain't got to want no. You leave that era of want, and they know that. The sad part about it is that their programming is so full time. Even when you sleep, if your TV is on, that whatever music or sound is being sent to you to make you more subversive for the next day. So some of this stuff may be coming across real harsh. So the reason why I hope it is harsh, because we cut our throats every day watching these stupid TV shows. Literally absorb our energy when we fail to realize if we set our mind, we can elevate so far beyond that. Listen, they trick you into believing, you know what, this is how you are, this is who you are. And you watch them shows and you like, you have little clubs at your house when it comes on. Listen, this isn't just what you think. When I say media, did you think? Look at those sports. How many people get together on football, basketball, games? Why? You were brought up to believe it's competition. It's not competition. It's control. And they even demonstrated in the last NFL,
opening this season, what did they come out with? A new law. Black players cannot protest. Think about that. Before you go out and spend your $25 or $30 for a shirt that represents a team that you're so part of rooting for, very people that play on that team as the athletes cannot demonstrate their feelings, because if they do, they will lose money, they will lose their job because the system says so. Don't think for 1 minute they're going to surrender or surrender. No. What we have to do is take our lives back. We start taking our lives back, we start filling their pockets. They're going to do that right now. You think all these financial problems that the United States is having is based on that dollar? No, it ain't. It's based on the people that were stealing. The dollar was constructed to bring some stability to the institutions of the country. You know why it's being deconstructed? Because they let a third-party company come in who, based on a lie, based on a deception, literally stole all the value out of the dollar. And then they stole all the value out of the citizens. And now, when things are coming home to roost, they want to go to war. Because they think it's a solution. It's not a solution. It's just a structure. What do you think is going to come out of it? You think they're going to beat China and Russia? Listen, people of the world are going to have to wake up and take control. And if they don't, all they're going to do is have more work when this time passes. You've got Fukushima going crazy. You got radiation leaking out of every nuclear plant in the United States. You got infrastructure that's falling apart. You got humanity, socially engineered people that are falling apart. Yet, they want you to think, if they go to war, it's a solution. It's not a solution. You heard brother say earlier, China owns so much of this country. You know the sad part about it? They couldn't have got it unless they sold it to them. Wake up, y'all. We got to work on us if there's going to be a solution to this. And I'm going to tell you something. It is a great work. It is a great work. I was out walking today, and I'm just thinking of the dynamics. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm thinking of the dynamics. Just enjoying the sun, feeling my body just relax in a comfortable stroll, breathing, eyes open, sunshine and skies blue. I'm starting to get a little thirsty because I've been out there a while. I walk, this guy's in a wheelchair. He's looking at me. He didn't say nothing. Everything he was thinking, I could hear. The way he stared at me. Wish I could do that. I failed to realize the simplicity. What's necessary for us to apply to become greater than we are is at hand. If you got to have it forced down your throat, and it is coming, and they are going to force it, you can wait. But in the meantime, those people who are sincere about building on what they got to be stronger for when they need, because they will need, I will need, that's why I'm trying to do this now. We are going to have to open the door to that spiritual connection that allows us to maintain the spirit in these temples. It's always been a purpose for you to have a spirit in this temple that you call a body, whether you had respect for it or not. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and I'm telling you, this is a great, great time to at least identify what you can do, go out and do it, and benefit by it. Rather sit back and look at what these people are doing out here trying to destroy each other. Because I'm going to tell you something, the only way it's going to stop is when we stop it.
And we ain't going to be able to stop it as one group of people. We all got to see ourselves as people. I even said to a guy today who was talking about cameras. Well, you know, we talking about conversation and cameras. And he said, you know what? He said, I have a bad gut. I told him a few things about his gut, and he just got shocked. And his wife came over, and she had a bad gut. I had to tell him blatantly, you know what? You're eating the food. So what do you mean? I said, you're eating the food. That went to a conversation went to a whole other area. And believe me, when I left, they were saying, you know what? We are so glad we met you. We're going to go, and we're going to look at some of these videos and read some of this stuff because we are having these very problems. I said, you know what? We need to carry the conversation and let people know that we are the same. We might come from different areas. We might have different attributes about us. Just as you go to bathroom, I go to bathroom the same way. Just as you eat, I eat the same way. Just as you require water, I require water. Wake up, y'all. Because sooner or later, if we don't do something, just those very things may not be available to us. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I want you to know that we here at Black Talk Radio are not begging you for anything. We're giving you an opportunity to keep us available to you. So do not think for 1 minute that this need is going to be served if we're not around. Whenever you start to make a contribution to something, even if you're sitting up in church and you're ready to put in a dish, you know what? All you got to do, go to Black Talk Radio, add a little something to the button. And if you really want to, you can do it on a regular basis. And guess what? That will ensure that we'll be here when you turn that knob to Black Talk Radio. But if you don't do nothing, you can't blame nobody but yourself. Because guess what? We're here as nutrition for that part of your body that's not being served at all. This is Brother Davis on Black Talk. We'll be back after the messages.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to tell you how simple it is, how majestic we are. Now, I talk to people and they say, you know what? I breathe very well. How many ways do you breathe? And how many ways do you breathe? So I breathe in and out. So you do what's called regulated breathing. So you know what's wrong with regulated breathing? How many different ways of breathing is there? I said regulated breathing is natural breathing. So, but there's also chest breathing. So chest breathing. I said, yeah, and abdomen breathing. So I breathe in my abdomen, and I said, yeah, but what's this a purpose? Well, you know, I never really thought about it. These breathings, they all serve a purpose. I said, then it's about holding up the breath breathing. He said, well, what is that purpose? I said, that maintains oxygen in your system in a longer time so that when you do exhaust, you put out more carbon. He said, well, you know, I didn't realize that. So that's because we really haven't allowed ourselves to know who we are. Have you ever had a full inhale and a full exhale? That's called embryo breathing. Embryo. I said, yeah, so when a baby's born, you ever hear them cry to the point where you hear them go, and all of a sudden you don't hear nothing? That means that they're blowing all of the air out of their body. And then the next whine, they go, and they take that big, deep breath. And they start crying again. That's embryo breathing. We only do that for the first 2 to 3 months in our lives before our bodies they go on another aspect of breathing. Then there's what's called body breathing. The body breathing. I said, yeah, well, see, if you don't understand body breathing, how can I get you to understand what's in breathing? It's, man, come on, you kidding me? I said, no. Because if you don't understand what skin breathing is, how can you understand what hand and feet breathing? And regulating the flow of energy in your body, utilizing all these attributes. Wow, I mean, where do you learn all of this stuff? I said, I learned it because I want to know how to be fully in control of this body. He said, well, how can you ever be fully in control of your body? Your spirit, another name for it is breath. Think about that. When spiritual people begin to understand the true aspect of spirit, breath. Because breath is the first step of growth at any level. So we really haven't begun to understand the plethora, simplicity that is at our fingertips. I was saying also about food. The guy was saying, well, you know, I can't have gluten, wheat, just because it's not food. He said, well, yes, yeah, so it's food. It was our ancestors ate us, they ate a different type of food, a different kind of meat. This stuff you're eating now has been sprayed with chemicals. And that chemical, they tell you, has been washed off. It's not washed off in the system by the time you eat it. You're victimized by it. The real answer, that's why when it's in your system, you have to understand it's going through a process. There's a way you can breathe for that, though. I said, what? Yeah, there's a way that you can breathe that literally will induce oxygen to that area of your digestive system. There is oxygen there, although there are many other elements with it. He said, well, what is that? I said, it's called hibernation breathing. He said, I never heard of that. Neither did I, so I tried to build my due diligence. Then I wanted to learn how to do it. Then as I was learning how to do it, I was beginning to realize there's many other ways of breathing also. And he looked at me and he said, well, how would that help my body? I said, it will only be an attribute of what is needed because you've done so much damage with the food you've eaten already. This guy just looked at me because you have to understand now, this isn't a conversation you get from the average person. And when his wife came over and I found out they both had the problem, I looked at him and said, well, you have to do something about that. Yeah. Well, what can we do? Well, you got to do some due diligence, but you look up some of the things I mentioned to you on breathing. Look up about the food that you eat. Matter of fact, dialogue what you eat. Dialogue, I said, yeah, that way you can understand what foods are your triggers and what happens when you eat that. You were like, you know what? You want to do that. They act like they got a revelation. This is what is so important about us being able to have that conversation, a personal growth conversation. This is why you always hear Wise Wednesday talking about what you can do regardless of what's going on outside of you. I cannot do it for you. Even those people who love you cannot do it for you. They can help you in this process, but the responsibility is yours. So in my travels, I'm beginning to understand a whole lot more about my body, okay, and what I can do and what I can't do, and how communication is working before me and it's working against me. How is it working against me? Because if I don't learn it, I cannot become really functional with it. Now, let me give you an idea of what I mean. People wake up every day sleeping at night with headaches. Many of them run right to the medicine cabinet and they take aspirin. When if they just pick up a glass of water with a little lemon in it, maybe a little apple cider vinegar, and drank that after about 10 or 15 minutes, that may be all it requires. Why? Because their mind and their body are communicating it. But until you learn these things, you're going to do what you had been marketed to do. The sad part about it is what you've been marketed to do was to bring more money back into the market. Now, if you learn these things, what you'll be doing is bringing a better quality of health into your life. Every day, you should be doing something exclusively for you. Every day. You got to learn it, learn it. Do it. You see, when you start this process, and you start to benefit from this process, you want to do other things. You know why? Because you begin to learn that there's more extensions to your body that you can literally operate in and control. I'm at a stage right now where literally, when I lay down at night and when I get up in the morning, I'm constantly evaluating the function of my body, because literally I know that if I get up in the morning and I do stretch exercises, just stretch exercise, mind you, I'm opening up the blood vessels, I'm opening up the airways, all of those parts of my body that have a certain degree of flexibility in the way they operate, I'm giving them a chance to stretch themselves and prepare me for the day. What does that do? That opens them ways up so that their functions can go. The air, oxygen moves easily through your body. Blood flows evenly through your blood vessels, your meridians. Every major organ has what's called a meridian. What is a meridian? The meridian is that cycle. It goes around and it supplies oxygen and nutrients to that organ, whatever it is, and it takes away the negative aspects. Because anytime you put in energy, there is a waste. Because energy doesn't literally disappear, but it does leave a waste product. Why does it leave a waste product? Because energy is a constant transformation process. That's why when you eat food, if you eat good food, and let me make this very clear, not all food is good food. You need to be eating nutritional food every day. And you need to know that you eat nutritional food every day. How do you do that? Through your own due diligence. And don't think because you've got fresh food that it's nutritional food, because a lot of the foods nowadays have no nutritional value at all. Let me be very clear. No nutritional value at all. But yet they'll say, oh, no, this is fresh. I ain't got to worry about that. If you don't know, don't shout. So one of the reasons why we got an organics. Because see, with an organics, you literally got to fit the soil for the seed, because the soil has to be able to give the seed what it needs for the seed to be able to produce a quality plant of its own kind. Remember how I said that? A quality plant of its own kind. And when it does that and you eat that, your body already knows what it is because of the visualization of your ears and how you smell and the preparation process. All of these things are opening your body's communication up to what it is that you're eating. Every fruit and vegetable has a scent to it, okay? Now, some are harder to smell than others. You can be very clear about that. But then some are so aromatic that you can smell them before you see them. That's when you know that you're in a place that has a high quality of natural food. Now, I'm going to tell you, before you go into some of these grocery stores, some of these grocery stores, you ain't going to smell nothing. Be very careful about that. Now, sometimes you got to pick it up and almost stick it in your nose before you get a scent off. I should tell you something. Tell you, don't eat it. I'm going to tell you, I went to Walmart last night because I needed batteries. I needed a certain kind of battery. And just messing around, you know, you and the wife, me, walking through and see what's in there. One of the things we noticed, guys, oranges, they used to have an aroma, don't have an aroma. You can barely smell bananas, apples. It's not uncommon now. Go to the corn, the corn's so packed up. It makes you wonder if it's really corn. But you know, things that look like aren't really what they are. But you have to do your due diligence so you'll know. Because if you don't, you victimize yourself. And all of a sudden you get this strange sickness or maybe a rash. Because these things are happening, y'all. These things are happening every day. You look at TV and you see all these drug commercials. Why is that? Because a lot of people are being affected in a way that they have no idea. So if they say the symptoms on that commercial, you go out and buy that product. And a lot of times the symptoms of the commercial isn't even the time to talk about the symptoms. Oh, that might be 10 seconds, 15 seconds. But by the time they get done talking about the side effects of the drug, that might be 30, 35 seconds. So you have to do your own due diligence. And listen, don't kid yourself. These are things that without you giving attention will kill you. Let me repeat that. These are things that without you giving attention will kill you. You may not notice, but if you got a computer in front of you, look it up. Look up long-term consumption of red meat. Look at long-term consumption of sugar. Look at long-term consumption of salt. Then look at, next time you go to the store, relate, see how much of this stuff is in so many things. This is why we got to take control. See, here's what they won't tell you. A person could have high blood pressure and heart disease and diabetes. They reverse all of that. When they take control of their truth and start moving in the direction of their own. Why? Because then they focus on what they're eating. They're focusing on how they prepare it. They're focusing on what time. You can dialogue, like I said, you can dialogue your food. And when you find the food that you've eaten that just didn't sit right with you, then maybe one time, but after a second time, you should be staying away from that food. Because ultimately, it's going to get you sick. One way or another, it's going to get you sick. If you start spitting up all over the place or vomiting all over the place, this is not uncommon. Food is having this type of effect on us. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody's telling you. I think I mentioned to you before, at one time you can go into a grocery store and they had a gluten-free section. Nah, not no more. Now it's all inclusive. So if you're not smart enough to do your due diligence, you're going to eat anything. Why? Because they want to give you the impression that it's good for you. How many times have you heard Cheerios, the breakfast of champions? But they didn't tell you that the wheat was being enriched in glycine. Why? It was easier to work after it dried out. Understand how I said that? After it dried out, it didn't go nowhere. So when you sit down and have that bowl of cereal, know there's something in there that you can't see. It can very well kill you. If you spray anything on a plant and it kills it, don't forget, it's just a higher evolution of a plant. Let me repeat that. Everything a plant requires, you require. It requires the sun, you require the sun. It requires water, you require the water. It requires nutrition, you require nutrition. Plant is stable in one spot because it's the anchor point in order for it to grow. You are fortunate because you've evolved to a level in which you can move in many environments. But actually, that can be more dangerous. I hope y'all are getting it. Because I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to tell you. They tell you, they might as well tell the whole world. And most of the world kicked them out. Hope you picked up. In certain countries you go to, they don't even have American products that are processed. If it ain't fresh, and they got to know it's fresh, and they test, they ain't playing, they test. In certain countries, just don't take nothing. only reason why they got fast food there is because it's been marketed that way, and they can't get out those deals because they bought them before they realize what the fast food is bringing in. This ain't no joke, y'all. We in a battle of our lives. Right now, for those of you who don't know it, if you look at a commercial that has to do with lottery, if you have a commercial that has to do with cigarettes or drinking, if you see a commercial that has to do with anything that frivolously throws your money away, you want to see black people starting making it. Take my word for it. I'm going to tell you, I don't watch a lot of TV. I know how they market because I studied that. Matter of fact, I took it to another level. Yeah, I have. I'm going to tell you about that a little later down the line. But believe me, we cannot continue to be the victims. We cannot continue to think that with our inactivity, we're going to get some result. No, we're not going to get a result with our inactivity. And guess what? It's interesting enough, a lot of people are beginning to talk, but they're talking about things that mean nothing. They had a thing on Jay-Z and Beyonce. I don't care what Jay-Z and Beyonce are doing. But it had the net and such an uproar. I had to ask of one sister who really was vehement about her argument, what is the position that you're in to take such a fervent action on their behalf? You know what she said? I like your music, but you do know most of JC's music done a great job. Well, no, that ain't said, well, okay. Well, he started to mature in his last album, but most of his music did. I said, it is not. He literally puts his wife on display every time she performs. Yeah, well, that's just commercial. Everybody got an excuse. It's easy to come up with excuses. If you think about how many excuses you get because people have excuses, you would never run out of conversation because everybody got an excuse. You talk to them about themselves, their lives, what's happening in their life, their body. They got an excuse. Stop making excuses. That's your body. That's your temple that's in there. Here's what's unique about this. I don't go into some of this a lot, but I'm going to give you a little bit. Your temple was designed in order for you to house a spirit so we could have a time life experience. I mean, a time existence to experience emotion. Okay, experience the transition of being good to being evil. We all got this duality. Okay. So it's easier to choose being evil because evil has a sensation of acceptance. What do I mean? I mean, if a person steals something, he got that. They valued it enough to try to do it. They just want to destroy. They get that opportunity. They value that experience enough, although it's negative. Sure. See, here's what's so unique about that is that this spirit inside this vessel literally a point where it has to submit to the will of that person who's making those decisions. So there's a point in time where they say, you know, you'll pay for what you do. You always do. You know why? Because we live in a what's called a cosmological karmic state. That means whatever you do comes back at you. If you do it well, it comes back at you well. If you were poor and you have a poor frame of mind, you'll always be poor. It doesn't make a difference how many lotteries you hit. You've seen it yourself. You win the lottery, 3 or 4 years, you're poor again. If you live in a mentality that is rich, riches will follow you. Riches may not be in cash value the way the perception of society gives you, but the riches may be far greater than that to you. But they wouldn't know that because they don't value the things you value. We have to wake up, take our lives back.
and the ticking of our lives back, we can't be destructive. Why can't we be destructive? Because it comes back on us. We can try to be as forthright and righteous as possible. But remember, if it comes back on you, do you want death to come back on you? Because literally, you see that happening now. I explained it to you earlier. We are going to go through such a tumultuous time because these people are going to fight for those things they feel they have a right to, in spite of what it does to other people. So a lot of people are going to make a decision, like a passing, like people who are being brought from their country to another country just jumped off the boat, would rather have death. Seen that in the Black Panther movie when the guy said at the end to the brother who played Marvel, he said, "Listen, man, we could probably still save you." He said, "Look, they lock me up. If you could view me as some kind of odyssey, no. Let me die and take me along the passage and throw me over with my people who didn't want." It's a powerful statement. It's a very powerful statement. We're coming down to that era. It's still going to be 50, 60 years. The whole thing I'm trying to get you to understand is be the example. You take care of yourself, and you start doing the right thing, and you converse about these things, and you teach different avenues of breathing, you're teaching the understanding of the body, you're teaching about meditation so that you can literally go in and be the healer of your body. Only then can you elevate to be able to go out and be the healer of the world. A mechanism which they cannot begin to fathom. You know what? I can't. It's beyond my imagination. I know through my teachings and through my meditations that there is awareness that is out there that certain people, not all people, will tap into. I'm working to do the best I can to prepare myself so that if I'm one, if I chance I'm one, I can do the very best I can. I don't want to be short on nobody's life. I'm teaching my grandchildren because my children are so caught up in this world today. That in order for them to go and take the time to learn the things that I'm teaching to grandchildren, I would have to break down their thought process. My time for that. See, the system goes after our children because they have no thought process prior. Once again, why we need to get them out of school. But when they go into those schools, they can be indoctrinated easier because they have no thought process prior. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're coming up on the last break right now. So if y'all got any calls, any questions, do give me a call. Because I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that's going on inside of me that I want you to know that I have on the tip of my head, my brain, but I can't bring them out because there's so many of them. But that one question that you may have may be just what I need to open that door of knowledge. Because I'm going to tell you something. Opportunity for us to have this venue, we're going to hold on to it. Eventually we'll use it. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we'll be right back.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Are you there, Brother Davis? Okay, what has happened here?
this time I'm back up. Got too many things going on at once. Listen, I want to take an opportunity to reach out to y'all. I want you to give me a call. Let me know if my show is going or making or having an effect. And the reason why is because we're at a stage right now where we have to learn these techniques. We have to learn key things like regulating our natural breathing so that we can live longer, so that we learn how to live and breathe under diverse circumstances. Because they're coming. They are coming. And there's a group of people called breatharians that don't even eat, but they live at high elevations because the quality of air is so much more, it offers them more nutrients. I've discussed this with many people before who know of this lifestyle, but literally, I have never met one. They say that a lot of them live in the Himalayan mountains. So one day, I'd like to go to the Himalayan mountains. I always plan to do something that is going to help me grow by that experience. Because I think I can bring it back and be a key to someone else's understanding of it. We also got to understand that if we don't do it, it won't get done. The damage that's done to us will go unclaimed. What does mean unclaimed? It means no repercussion, no retaliation. We have to understand the importance of controlling our emotional mind. Why? Because emotionally, you are in a stressful situation. Right away, your body has a physical reaction. And that physical reaction literally cuts off your mind's ability to basically make decisions in your best interest, because literally other things that are going on, they affect your ability to think clearly off. They know that. That's why they use fear as a tool. But remember now, they use fear against you as a tool. But in reality, fear is only another attribute of what you can control. Because let's face it, it was a bad beginning. Yeah, if you only die once, he's right. If you die. See, if you fight, you may live to see another day. See, that's what this is. We preparing ourselves by focusing on our own self-truths. We are strengthening ourselves to fight. That is the purpose of us being able to maintain a spirit in this temple. Give it opportunity to experience as much as it can. And the reason why is because not of this world. It's just a body that we've been given. If we take good care of it, it'll last us a long time. How would we get to experience more of this world? We know more about death and destruction than any other civilization before us, because we've seen it on its most destructive scale. Who would have believed? Just think about this. Who would have believed in this time life experience that we would see destruction on such a level? You can't trust your food. You can't trust water. Wake up, y'all. I mean, our parents didn't have this problem. Oh, they had problems. Don't get me wrong. They didn't have these problems. We got work to do, because guess what? They're trying to literally make clouds to block the sun. Think about that. Clouds. The block. Now, anytime something like that goes on, there is a residual effect. Okay? It might affect a certain part of your body. It might affect the kidney or the spleen or I don't know. Anything that it affects the function of the body is going to affect us. We have to wake up. We have to do simple things. We have to exercise this body. We have to regulate the breathing. We have to make it our point to be able to exhibit these things to our children. We need to show them how to twist the torso of the body so that literally we can loosen up all of the veins of blood that go through it. And most of all, we got to get them to understand that the life force that we have been given control over is what we must hold as a sacred right. To maintain.
Because if we don't, we cut the experience of this human experience. And I really don't like to call it a human experience, because I don't think that the divine creator meant for us to be called humans. Why would he separate us by color? He called us divine beings. Why? Because he wanted us to elevate beyond this circumstance. He wanted to make sure that we were prepared to make the best decision because of this experience. And this is only one attribute. Understand how I said? Our life here is only one attribute of our spiritual growth beyond. Talking about many bodies die, all of a sudden they're still. But they say the spirit's gone. What do you think? You just disappear? No. We transition to another attribute of life. We just don't know what it is yet. You know why we don't know what it is? Because no one has ever came back and said, this is what we got. People talking about, oh, I've seen that. I don't know. You just see. TV creates fear. Why? Because fear is a form of control. And it literally works. And they know it works. It works so well that they got their own people scared. You are going to be something that they are, have already demonstrated to be. Talking about a serious job on the mind. And guess what? It's our responsibility to raise ourselves up mentally and spiritually, physically, in spite of what's happening around us. Because you know what? If we don't, we submit to whatever they do to us. That's truth. It is absolute truth. I'm going to tell you, I love being, and I hope you love being enough to want to take and service yourself so that you can be as long as you possibly can. Learn what the meridians are. Learn what the organs are. Learn what the vital organs are. Learn what the chakras are. Learn these principles to be able to elevate you beyond the physical aspects of what you're being told. Because if you watch TV, you die a thousand times. How many times you see people die on TV and then they're on the next show that comes on? That's not how life is. Believe me. You don't have to. Believe me, you don't have to. I'd like you to, because if you do, you're ahead of the game. You know why? Because then you can go out and do your own due diligence and realize you do serve a greater purpose. Everything is right as far as that. Everything. Every institution, as we have known it, is in a transformation process. Every country in the world is going through some sort of civil turmoil or confusion. They think war is going to be the result. What's going to happen? Period. And don't think for 1 minute the other countries are not saying, well, there's never been a war on U.S. soil. If they keep selling wolf tickets, guess what? You have to understand, America has a lot of fertile land here. And it knows. They've been buying it up. This is no joke, y'all. They are preparing to dismantle this country. You got people right now who want to tell wolf tickets to the world to be humble. If they're not, it's a process. Don't worry about that. You worry about you. And then don't worry about you. You take care of you. You do you. Get up in the morning, you got a few minutes. Take that walk. Get some air in them lungs. Get the legs moving. The body thumping. You run across some children. Get ready to go to school or try to cross the street. Take a minute. Stop them. The bad part about it is that these are the things that we were brought up on. We got to teach our children the very things that we were a part of our way of life. We remember many a day my grandmother saying, don't wait till you're 50 years old to take care of your teeth. As a child, I thought, I wish to take care of my teeth. I didn't realize she was putting a
message in my head. A subliminal message in my head. I remember there were times when I was in the service and my feet was just killing me. And I would take them wet socks off and I would dry my feet and I would massage my feet and I would hang them socks up to dry, wash them as best I could, hang them up to dry and put on them socks the next day, and guess what? They was dry. My feet could breathe again. Some of the same people I was with didn't do that. I don't know what their feet's going through. I know one thing. When I get up every day, my feet's wiggling, bumping. I'm going to tell you, it makes a difference. I told you about the guy who was in a wheelchair. I could hear his thoughts. I'm going to tell you how powerful he was in his area of sorrow or whatever. But I could hear him looking at me do what came natural and simplistically. We have to value we have, and we have to value ourselves. Most important principle we have to understand is you must take care of you. Period. Because see, that principle transcends. Your children see how you take care of you, they'll take care of them. My grandmother used to always say, I don't know, I keep going back to it. Now I think about it. Yeah, most of the time in my childhood, there was three generations lived in our house. My grandmother, my mother, and us. And if cousins or something were moving into town, they stayed with us. This was not unusual. I'm quite sure all y'all can identify with something. So we are not what they tried to project us to be. We have to get back to the aspect of taking control. Because guess what? I remember many a day I get up in the morning and the kitchen smelled like, this is Sunday. It's Monday. It's a work day. See? That's because they took control. So we got to do it. Sam Pan about it. Everybody got to go out of excuses, because guess what the system teaches you? Make excuses. I mean, you go to the local schools, and you just talk to some of the teachers. They know. Kids is making excuses every day. Fall asleep in class, up all night with their little gadget. Come to school, fall asleep, and the teachers, the excuse is every excuse. Because the system, they want that to happen. The system is dumbing them down very, very fast as they can, they're dumbing them. We have to take responsibility for some of this. If we're not doing what we need to be doing, and we allow this to happen. The city that I'm happy to be in right now, they're fighting big time right now with this group. Politicians and everybody. Guess what? They're making it a priority. It just does my heart well when I go in there and I see them there battling in that new school board meeting, or I see on the news where they ear to ear with the politicians. Because guess what? That's what needs to be done now. They're running for police. They're running for political office themselves. That's what you call the power of change. It's not just happening here in this community. It's happening in communities all over. And that's why I say it has to happen in our lives. We have to take the forefront, taking care of ourselves. Believe me, when you do, you're going to feel better for it. When you do, you're going to benefit by it. And when you do, you're going to be empowered by it. Because you're going to be able to measure the dimensions of your growth. From the time you thought about it, from the time you started it, from the time you activated it, to the time you can sit back and relish in the facts that this is what I do. Period. I don't feel bad about it. As a matter of fact, I encourage other people to do the same. It's going to make a difference, y'all. Going to make a difference in your households and in your communities. Is there anybody in queue? Does anybody got any questions? Because I'm going to tell you something. There's going to come a point where there's going to be so much destruction in the streets, you're going to wish you had in the video. Why? They're going to come after us. They're going to cut us off. Literally, they're going to try. And guess what? I'm building it because I figure we can get beyond that. I don't know how yet.
Believe me, I do know this. Whatever it takes, if there's something I can do, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be there with every, all those people who decided that they were going to make a difference in their lives, be able to get through this. I'm hoping to look up and see them there too. So see, then we can start building it. This is going to be an extra form, an exemplary form for that. Because people come here to listen and we can talk about what do you do preparing the soil, plant seed. To talk about the wantonness of the soil and the sun, different hours of the day. We talk about who's growing what. So we can have a nice variety of the selection to choose from. And we could talk about you don't need to have no money, just bring your product. You share. Your product might be you have access to clean water. You share. The product may be that you have exceptional sowing ability. You share. The product may be that you breed dogs that literally are workers on farms and in the city. We share. This is what it's going to come down to, because guess what? They're hoping cryptocurrency replaces the dollar, and it will probably for a period of time. But ultimately, when this whole thing goes implode, and it will implode, all civilizations do. You see right now where people dig up stuff that shows them about a civilization hundreds of years ago. They're going to do the same thing about this one. And they're going to dig down and find a computer and say, you know what? You got all that technology. And they still self-destruct. Unless we do something to change them. So everybody has a role. You know your role starts with you. If you do your job well, you don't have to worry about what happens when your time comes. What is your time? Your time is when you transition to the next level. I'm going to tell you, it all happens. We all what they call graveyard travelers. I use that term because I used to hear that back in the Christian days. Yeah, I was once a Christian. Don't get me wrong. I ain't got no problem with it. Like, you see that, but I don't believe I'm a graveyard traveler. I'm going to tell you personally. But I know most of you can identify with that term. But I believe that I'm going to evolve. And when I do evolve, when my time comes, I believe that I'll be ready for that transition, because I'm not about trying to prepare something here to come back and redo it. I'm trying to prepare something here so it becomes perpetual long after I'm gone. That's what society is all about. That's what being human is all about. If we could just save enough of this earth for that, all the destruction now that's going on and on to the point where it jeopardizes what we've come to know as a quality of life. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. We're ending up the show because giving everybody an opportunity to call in. I hope that I've given you an understanding that you have control. See, I'm going to tell you, when I'm talking about that communication between you and food, that communication don't stop with food. That communication goes further than I can begin to imagine, because there are a lot of gifts that families have. Levitation, telekinesis, all these things, and more.
Brother Davis.
Those of you who don't know, there was yes, brother, somebody in queue?
Yes, area code 646 has unmuted themselves.
Excellent. Please get your name and your location and answer the show.
Peace, Brother Davis. This is Tag out here in NY, and I wasn't able to catch all of the broadcasts because I'm just running around out here right now, but you touched on something that I was just having a discussion with a comrade about, this question of the generations and intergenerationality, you know, and we were both in the belief, or we came to the conclusion, that this attack on intergenerational contact, you know, and transmission of information and just building intergenerationally seems to be one of the most harsh and devious attacks, you know, on our communities, you know, that's been levied against us. So I was just wondering what your thoughts were on methods of building intergenerationally, or at the very least, you know, making those contacts across generations, you know, against the, you know, resistance that is, you know, very intentionally placed in front of that, and the barriers that are created there.
That's a good question, my brother, and I'm glad that you brought it up. We are at the end of the show. I definitely want to thank you for the call, but unfortunately, it's going to take the rest circumstances. People are going to be forced into these circumstances, and that way they will understand the fruit of them. If we grew up understanding the fruit of them and not realizing the value they brought to us, because it was a part of who we were. But now when we're approaching a stage where we reach the end of an age, going into another age, where we know that the destruction of this age will not just stop, it's going to linger, and in that lingering process, those offspring are going to come back to us and want to know what to do. That is when we're going to have to re-fortify the very things we're talking about generations putting themselves in a position to be able to be the examples to those people who are crying out, thinking that they would never be in this position.
Brother Davis.
That's a very good call, my brother. Yes.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left, and I will reset the conference line for New Abolitionist Radio. But, Brother Davis, to what Tag's point, I got a question for Tag on the intergenerational. I was about to say international, but intergenerational relationships. I thought I saw that on display to a large degree at the rally in Washington, D.C., and satellite rallies around the nation, intergenerational, you know, relationships being built. You know, when you had people like Robert King, who was one of the keynote speakers, who's in his 60s and a former political prisoner recently freed, speaking there to the other young brothers and sisters that took the stage, you know, that were somewhere just in their 20s and what have you. And to a smaller degree, Tag, your work with me through Black Talk Media, I'm in my 50s. I suspect that you were probably half my age. So I can see examples of that. And you know, do you see those same examples that I'm pointing out?
Certainly. And I would say that, unfortunately, those seem to be more the exception than the rule. You know, I have had the, you know, honor and opportunity to work intergenerationally, you know, with elders in the community and heads who have been doing it, and also, you know, working with people younger than myself. But unfortunately, it's not the majority of the spaces that I find myself in, particularly around organizing and the like, you know, with all of the various means of creating distance between generations that are thrown at us. And, you know, just to kind of build on that a bit more, it seems that generations, the gap between generations is somehow being created at an even more minute level, if that makes any sense, with all of the heightening of, you know, technological so-called advancement and whatnot, you know, what people relate to, even if they're just a few years older or younger than each other, is not necessarily the same as what it was, you know, in recent history. At least it seems to me. But certainly I do see strong examples that are encouraging of intergenerational contact and building.
Excellent, my brother. And look, I'm going to tell you something. You may be at the forefront of the transition that you're speaking about right now, because you have already taken a position where you're going to make changes regardless of what it comes, because you are, by the term I like to say, if not you, then who? This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I want to thank everybody that called, everybody that listened. Remember, this is an act of love. And every opportunity that I get that I can, I'm going to give it and spread it. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. And Scotty, I'm out, brother. Peace.
All right. Peace to Team Davis and all the listeners of Tando. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.